Hi, I'm Dale Morris, your host for On Tap. With this segment, we delve into all things technology, whether it's the latest gadgets, technological trends, or practical uses for modern electronics. We'll take the lid off and see what makes it tick. What's on tap for today? The AT&T Time Warner merger. You've seen the scenario being played out before. A gas station may sell gas at, let's say, $3 a gallon. Then a new station moves in down the street and offers gas for $2.99 or even lower to steal customers. Eventually, the first gas station lowers its price to $2.99 to compete for customers. That's how competition works. And many say that's why a large merger like the AT&T Time Warner deal is so important. It means less competition and possibly higher prices for consumers. So in the wake of Comcast's $30 billion takeover of NBC Universal and Verizon Communications acquisitions of the Huffington Post and Yahoo, AT&T has announced its bid to buy one of the remaining crown jewels in the entertainment industry. The telecommunications giant has agreed to buy Time Warner, the home of HBO and CNN, for about $85.4 billion, creating a new colossus capable of both producing content and distributing it to millions with wireless phones, broadband subscriptions, and satellite TV connections. Today, however, with the rise of online outlets like Netflix, Amazon Prime, and YouTube, and with the shift of younger customers away from traditional media, many of the nation's largest media companies are being pressured to seek out consolidation partners. These media companies are anticipating drops in fees from cable service providers and declining revenue from advertisers. Getting bigger would give them more negotiating leverage with both service providers and with advertisers. Still, Time Warner's deal with AT&T is likely to face tough scrutiny from government regulators, increasingly skeptical of power being consolidated among a few titans. Donald Trump, the Republican president-elect, indicated that he would seek to block the merger. Trump blasted the merger at a campaign rally in Pennsylvania last October as, quote, an example of the power structure I'm fighting. He went on to say AT&T is buying Time Warner and thus CNN, a deal we will not approve in my administration because it's too much concentration of power in the hands of too few.
As an example of the power structure I'm fighting, AT&T is buying Time Warner and thus CNN, a deal we will not approve in my administration because it's too much concentration of power in the hands of too few.
AT&T will be viewed with particular scrutiny because of the company's acquisition of DirecTV in July 2015. The deal made AT&T the largest paid television provider in the nation after a string of telecommunications mergers during the Obama administration, including Charter Communications' acquisition of Time Warner Cable, which was approved this year. Consumer interest groups have complained that there are fewer options for customers to choose from. Those deals were known as horizontal integration because similar businesses merged. AT&T's proposed acquisition of Time Warner, however, is considered vertical because the two companies largely don't compete against each other but operate on the same supply chain. Still, regulators may look at other ways AT&T could affect the media ecosystem if the deal is completed. Possible that AT&T could make it more expensive for its competitors to gain access to Time Warner's content or give preferential treatment to its own programming. The merger would make AT&T unmatched in its size and reach to consumers through smartphones, home broadband, satellite television, and a broad portfolio of cable channels and movies. For that reason, it may raise more cautionary flags than Comcast's merger with NBC Universal, which did not involve a wireless carrier. Consumer advocates said Comcast's merger with NBC Universal had not decreased prices or created greater options for consumers. Consumers benefit when companies have to negotiate and fight with each other. In their favor, AT&T and Time Warner may avoid a review by the Federal Communications Commission because the deal may not involve the acquisition of television stations. Time Warner owns a station in Atlanta but could sell the station to avoid an FCC review, which is much broader than the mandatory antitrust review of large mergers by the Justice Department or the Federal Trade Commission. Despite his campaign vows to block the deal, President-elect Donald Trump could be forced to take a friendlier stance on AT&T's $85 billion acquisition of Time Warner than he initially laid out. potentially disappointing supporters who were hoping for a big showdown with the company. Regulators at the Justice Department are likely to examine the proposed deal closely no matter what happens, but a constellation of factors, from the makeup of Trump's transition team to the actual nuts and bolts details of antitrust law, may make it difficult for Trump to oppose the merger once he is in office. As a result, one of the earliest decisions to occur on Trump's watch may be the regulators' approval of the massive acquisition. Trump's critique of media consolidation is stoked by fears that the trend may suppress conservative voices. Trump has clashed repeatedly with CNN over its coverage of him, at one point calling the channel an arm of the Clinton campaign. He derided a CNN documentary about himself as a total waste of time and a joke. But by highlighting CNN, which is owned by Time Warner, as a reason to oppose the AT&T deal, Trump risks revealing a personal grudge against CNN's coverage that will not help his administration make an antitrust case, economists say. Antitrust experts say these objections do not constitute a compelling antitrust case. To challenge AT&T Time Warner, regulators would need to demonstrate that the transaction poses significant harms to the economy and to competition. In any case, it will be several months before the dust settles and we can accurately tell whether the AT&T Time Warner deal is a plus or minus for consumers and the economy. I'm Dale Morris. Thanks for listening to this edition of On Tap.